Christ is the Savior of the world. In the book, Who Then Can Be Saved? Kenneth Bricks incisively corrects the flawed traditional thinking of God's salvation. That salvation is of man and his works is shared by many of us who are Christians. We've portrayed God as having done all he could do to save mankind more than 2,000 years ago. So now, supposedly, it's up to mankind to perform the remaining essential of exercising the good work of faith, or else suffer everlasting consequences. We've looked upon salvation as a joint effort between man and God, and as primarily what we do for him. With this teaching, man is exalted, self-righteousness flourishes, and God is stripped of his sovereignty. But our salvation is not of him that willeth, that is, any decision we make of ourselves, nor of him that runneth, that is, any effort we put forth of ourselves, but of God who showeth mercy. Romans 9, verse 16. Christ was prophesied to take away the sin of the world, John 1:29. So how then can a sinless world suffer everlasting punishment? How absurd! Christ is the Savior of the world, John 4:42, 1 John 4:14, and he will save it.